In this segment of our canoe regatta interviews, I spoke with 72-year-old Glenn Vandewinkle of Webster, New York, who is racing in his 17th regatta with 73-year-old partner Ken Gerg.
How long ago did you hear about the General Clinton?
It was about 1991. I heard about it before that, but I think 1991 was the first, 92 was the first time that we went down there.
Now, why did it take you so long to come down?
I didn't really hear about it before, and I didn't have anybody to paddle with, so I asked one guy to paddle with me, and he wasn't feeling up to paddling, so he lined me up with another guy, and that's how I started.
You're from the Rochester area.
Yes.
So did you paddle any races up that way?
Yeah, here in the mountains, yes.
You're 72 years old. Your partner Ken is 73. Ken is from PA. How did you guys hook up?
Well, we used to go to races down in Pennsylvania, and then he'd come up here for a couple races, and we met that way.
How did you get interested in canoe racing?
Canoe racing, Mark Gillespie started me off in it. You know, to the real racing, I used to putter around, you know, and not, like putter paddle. And then when I got in with Mark Gillespie there, he put the old bug in my ear, and I made up pretty good under Mark's training.
Well, you know, it's interesting because anybody from the Rochester area seems to have some connection to Mark Gillespie, whether young or old, and it's great to see that you jumped in as well.
Mark has done more for canoe paddling around here than anybody in the area.
What keeps you coming back?
I just like the challenge. I like the river, and I like the challenge.
Paddlers always tell me that the Susquehanna River and the 70 miler is a unique course. Why?
Yeah, it is, because you got every kind of water there is. You got flat water, you got rapids, you got turns. It's really it's a real technical course, and that's what makes it interesting.
Have you paddled with Ken in the Clinton before?
Yes, I have. We paddled last year.
You've got 17 finishes. Are you trying to get the 1400 mile club?
I'm trying to get 1400 plus. I'll just keep going until I can't go anymore.
That's great. Now, how do you stay in shape other than canoe paddling? Do you have other interests?
Well, yeah, I do a lot of concept two on the concept two, and I work out at the Y quite a bit.
And Ken, the same thing? He keeps in shape?
Right, yes.
Now, you two practice separately, and then you come together. Is it difficult to not paddle together for a long period of time and then get in the boat on race day?
No, not really. I got a knack on getting in the boat and just hitting it off.
Well,
a lot of partners I'll paddle, you know, just once with, and we seem to make out pretty good.
So how many partners would you say you've had over the years?
Well, I'd probably say 10 or 12.
So it must be fun and different each time.
It is.
We wish you and Ken the best of luck, and we hope you get your 18th this year and look forward to talking about you getting your 1400-mile club in 3 years.
Okay, sounds good.
And thank you for your time today, Glenn.
Okay, very good. Okay, have a good day now.
You too.
Glenn and Ken are competing in the NIMCRA Men's Stock Endurance Race. See them on the river in Canoe E2. For Canoe Regatta 2010, I'm Craig Stevens.